بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than everyone besides myself. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, No, by the being in whose hands my soul lies, you can never be a perfect believer until you have more love for me more than your own self. Thereafter, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I now love you more than everything, including myself. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, O Umar, now your iman is perfect. Without us developing our love for Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this level, where one gives preference to him and his commands over everything else, we will not be successful in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha was the most beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The level of her love and aqidat for Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to the highest standard and degree. The proof of her love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be understood from the hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Fatima is part of me, whoever harms her harms me. Similarly, the proof of her aqidat can be understood from the hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatima is the leader of the woman of Jannah. However, despite the high level of her love and aqidat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the following advice. O Fatima bint Muhammad, ask me for whatever you wish from my wealth, for I will not be able to avail you in the least before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you do not follow my teachings. Then I will not be able to benefit you in the... We conclude that it is absolutely necessary to have obedience to Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with having love and aqidat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today being the day of Friday, each one of us should see how every sunnat we can fulfill. How we can fulfill every sunnat. I like what he mentioned. He said we make ghusl. Do we make miswak in the wudu when we are making ghusl? One sunnat we're leaving out. We're making ghusl. Do we have a miswak there when we're making wudu during the ghusl? Are we making a miswak? So something to think about. One hadith regarding the virtues of durood sharif. And this durood will kindle the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aws ibn Aws radiallahu anhu reports that Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst the best of your days is the day of Friday. On Friday, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created. On Friday, he passed away. On Friday, the trumpet will be blown. And on Friday, the creation will fall unconscious. So increase your durood upon me on the day of Friday as your durood sharif is presented to me. Our durood is presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And furthermore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, I then make dua for you. Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam is saying, your durood is presented to me. I make dua for you and I ask Allah ta'ala to forgive your sins. How much do we want Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua for us? That's how much of durood we will send. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make dua for us. The one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times on the day of Friday will not pass away until he is shown his abode in Jannat. So let's see, inshallah, we've got so many hours in the day, how we can, while driving, while going to work, complete this 1,000 very easily, it will be completed, and see how much more we can do. And after the Asr Salah, there's an entire kitab that is written on the 80 durood hadith after the Asr Salah, where a person will get the reward of 80 years ibadat and 80 years of sins will be forgiven just for sitting for a few minutes and reading the durood. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Nabiyil Ummihi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. It takes a few minutes, but how hard it will become on the nafs to take out the time, because the rewards are very, very great. Shaitan will whisper and whisper until we leave it out and we run out of the masjid. We make dua, Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to increase our durood and our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.